USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The trade war with China geared up once again, with Beijing unveiling a new round of retaliatory tariffs on about $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. China will place additional tariffs of 5 to 10% on U.S. imports starting September 1st, according to a statement posted by China's finance ministry. The ministry also announced plans to resume tariffs on U.S. imports of automobiles and parts. The tariffs would be 25% for vehicles, 5% on parts, and would take effect on December 15th. The other new tariffs will target over 5,000 products, including soybeans, coffee, whiskey, seafood, and crude oil. The American Farm Bureau Federation said the tariff announcement signals even more trouble for American agriculture. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents the interests of more than 3 million businesses, called on China and the U.S. to get back to the table and discuss issues important to both sides, including intellectual property and market access. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
David Koch, the billionaire conservative activist and philanthropist who was lauded by the right and rebuked by the left, has passed away. Charles Koch did not say how his brother died, but David Koch blamed deteriorating health when he stepped down last year from Koch Industries, a Kansas-based energy and chemical corporation with an annual revenue of over $110 billion. The brothers were tied as the 11th richest in the world this year in a ranking by Forbes. At the time of his death, David Koch was worth $42.5 billion. He was 79. Another Democrat has dropped out of the race for the presidency. Representative Seth Moulton ended his White House bid. His exit leaves 21 Democrats in the field. The three-term congressman said in a speech that he feels confident he raised issues that are vitally important to the American people and the future. He said he will continue to pledge vigorously for the eventual Democratic nominee. His campaign was focused on foreign policy, national security, and mental health, as well as helping veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Politico is reporting that Donald Trump may have another primary challenger, Joe Walsh. No, not the guitar player from the Eagles, but the conservative radio talk show host and former Illinois congressman is moving toward launching a bid to the White House. Walsh called the president an unfit divider-in-chief and claimed the party is craving an alternative. He also said he's confident he could secure the resources and support to mount a legitimate challenge against the president. And if he does run, he will announce it within the next few days. 36 women will vie for the crown of Ms. America in Long Beach, California over the weekend, but Ms. Nevada will not be there. Katie Williams, a 29-year-old Las Vegas woman, claims she's the victim of censorship and being unfairly targeted over her support for President Donald Trump.
Coordinators emailing me saying that I'm, quote, too political to be in the pageant. I asked what was the actual content that they didn't like, and they would never give me an answer, and now I don't get to compete.
But pageant organizers insist it's Williams' failure to separate political activism from her pageant persona that cost her the sash. Williams is a fitness instructor and was deployed by the Army National Guard to Afghanistan in 2008-2009. A statement from the pageant group said, Katie Williams is distorting all the facts. All the pageant asks of Ms. Williams in writing is to keep separate social media accounts. In a Facebook statement, Williams said other contestants have voiced political views and were not punished the same way she was. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.